Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to Wacky Zacky Super Duper Enlightened Creation Mastery Sanity Tips. This is Sanity Tip number 2. Soul Family versus Genetic Family, or How to Be Happy, Prosperous, and Fulfilled Regardless of What Anyone Else is Doing, or How to Get Through the Gauntlet of Family Dramas with Flying Colors without getting knocked out of alignment or discovering your soul family and the essence of what you want from family for your joy and contentment. Now, I have spent very little time in my life with my genetic family, especially in my later years. I moved away from home when I was 20 or so to the big city for fame and fortune and adventure, as well as spiritual awakening and empowerment. And then that adventure continued, even taking me to other countries and further away from my genetic family. So most of my life I've been the proverbial black sheep, for the classic prodigal son who never returned and then occasionally shows up. Now, to some, it may appear that I was maybe running away from family or running away from the past, but this is not remotely an accurate description. I have mostly fond memories of my childhood, my parents, my sister, and our extended family, as well as fond memories of my past friends and lovers and schoolmates. And yes, there were certainly discrepancies of what I would have desired from my parents and sister and friends and teachers and lovers, etc. But all that was absolutely valuable contrast that I attracted to give myself the clarity that I desired about what I wanted for my life. The point is, I wasn't running away from home or family or the past. I wasn't running away from anything unwanted. I was running towards new and wonderful things that I wanted. Because, you know, if you run away from something, well, you take yourself with you. Instead of running away from things, I was running towards adventure and towards expansion and towards growth and towards awakening and towards fun. I was running towards joy and adventure. And yes, certainly I was running towards freedom as well. As far back as I can remember, I desired freedom above all things. And I now understand that the reason for this is because our natural way of being is complete freedom. We are completely free and empowered to create whatever we desire. The purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom, and none of us are here to do anything like anyone else, or believe like anyone else, or act like anyone else. We each have our own completely unique perspectives, unlike anyone else in the entire universe. And this natural desire for freedom manifested as being very resistant to anyone telling me what I could do, should do, or could not do, or should not do. I was always in trouble with authority figures for my defiant attitude and defiant behavior. I questioned what I was being taught about religion and spirituality and church and Sunday school. I questioned the efficacy of what I was being taught in school, whether I was ever going to use whatever they were trying to shove down my throats or not. I questioned everything, much to the chagrin of anyone who had a vested interest in maintaining the status quo or me acting in certain ways to keep them happy. That is why I naturally moved away to greener, more expanded pastures, because I needed answers and I needed more freedom. As far back as I can and certainly remember, by high school age, I was certain that I would never have children and I would never get married. To me, both of those things meant a life in prison, a complete lack of freedom that I could not abide. I made absolutely sure never ever to get anyone pregnant, and rarely did I attract lovers who even wanted children or had any interest in marriage. Now, of course, a couple can experience freedom within a marriage with children. You know, so of course, you know, my life is not for everybody, but those are extremely rare enlightened masters that can accomplish that legendary feat. And I have the utmost respect for people that actually do get married and especially have children. The ability for two people to be together and feel completely free to be who they truly are without having to compromise and be enslaved to each other's contentment and happiness are two very admirable masters indeed. Because usually within the matrix of relationship and the matrix of family, there is the complete opposite of freedom. There is the complete lack of freedom. And the essence of that lack of freedom that tends to plague the family matrix is the number one entrapment game that most people play in general and in life, which is, it is your job to act in certain ways to make me happy. This mandate begins as soon as you become semi-independent in your thinking as a child, especially as the stress levels of your parents grows to breaking point. Parents are looking for relief from that stress that is caused by life and money and relationship, and that of course includes you. And because they have very little control over adults to act in pleasing ways to make them happy, you as a child are perhaps a little more moldable to potentially give them some relief if they can get you to act in pleasing ways. And of course, withdrawal of love and affection, as well as punitive action, punishment, etc., are the coercive tools they use to mold your behavior. Now, as children, as souls, we are born completely free. We begin life completely empowered to create anything we desire, regardless of anyone around us. We came into these bodies with clear intentions of experience and specific desires, and we knew that anything was possible and limits do not exist. But we were surrounded by adults who forgot that fact. They had all been previously indoctrinated by their parents and by society to believe in limitation. So essentially, we come in as pure, divine, infinite masters of creation with the unlimited ability to create anything we desire. But we are then surrounded by very influential people who have all forgotten their magnificence, who have all forgotten their infinite divine power to create anything they want, and who have all been trained to believe that they are in the complete opposite, which is completely limited in nature. They've forgotten their unlimited nature and been indoctrinated to believe that they're limited. And because we were reliant upon these people for our physical and emotional needs, we were also influenced by them to similarly believe that we are also limited in nature and to believe we are sinful and faulty in countless ways. And we are programmed to believe that we must earn our keep and prove our worth and prove our goodness, etc., to keep everybody around us happy. And some people cling to this indoctrination like a security blanket and cling to the classic matrix of the family and religion and gender roles, etc., to try to maintain some sort of feeling of security. But for some souls, like myself, those family, religious, and societally imposed rules do not feel secure at all, but instead feel like pure hell and feel like being in prison. And the marriage matrix feels like the absolute highest security prison, that not anything that resembles what I would call security. But the family matrix, as well as the relationship and marriage matrixes, where the primary commandment is thou shalt act in certain ways that make us happy and prove your loyalty and alignment to the family matrix and prove your worth to our family, that you are worthy of our name, etc., even with all its faults and dramas and traps and lack, provides great contrast for spiritual growth. The lack of support that I received to pursue my dreams inspired me to desire and create great support to create my dreams, including masterful teachers as well as friends and clients and customers and coaches, etc., as well as an eventual realization that I always had the greatest support imaginable from my own source, from my own source self. I always had the greatest essence of family imaginable on the inner planes of existence from my soul family, my spirit family. I always had the greatest lover imaginable in the form of my own divine source self. And the lack of understanding and seemingly lack of interest and lack of love and lack of support and lack of loyalty and generosity and lack of caring and downright defiant resistance that I have received from my genetic family as well as what I have called my soul family in human bodies at times, those kind of spiritually or quote-unquote spiritually oriented soul family, all of those things I felt I needed from others and were looking towards others to give me that I was supposedly lacking and unable to get from other humans. All that contrast inspired me to look elsewhere where I could actually find the love and support I desired, because I was looking in the wrong place. And everything that I have always longed for from humans could not be found from humans, because none of those things were their job to give me in the first place. I instead looked to non-physical, to source, to God, if you will, to the ascended masters, to the angels, to etc., because I realized that it is no one's job to make me happy but me. It is no one's job to be supportive or loyal or caring or generous to me but me and my source. It is no one's job to understand me or love me or care for me or like what I like or think how I think, or believe how I believe, or do what I like to do, etc., to make me happy. It is not my father or mother's job, or my sister or brother's job, or my friend's or lover's job to act in certain ways to make me happy. And it is not my job to act in any certain way to make anyone else happy. And what other people think and feel about me is none of my business and has absolutely nothing to do with me, especially my worthiness. I am an absolutely delightful, amazing, generous, caring, abundant, open, joyful, and loving person. And whether or not anyone else understands that or feels that or knows that, and whether or not other people bless their lives by including my magnificence in their life or not, or reject my awesomeness, that is none of my business and has nothing to do with me. In fact, it is not even possible for anyone to truly understand me because they are not me. No one can possibly really care for me or love me or cherish me or appreciate me unless they truly care for and love and cherish and appreciate and unconditionally love themselves first. And if people don't get me, don't love me, don't support me, don't like me, don't understand me, etc., well, that is none of my business and has absolutely nothing to do with me and is 100% out of my control. And I am looking in the wrong place for that love and support from the wrong people. I'm looking for something that I already have. I think it's somehow missing, that I've lost it, but I already have it. But I somehow believe that, you know, I've lost it. I'm looking for something that I believe I have lost, but I have already have, like the lost pair of sunglasses that are on my head. The key to getting what you want is to first understand why you want it, and then knowing where to look to find it. If you're a gold miner, you don't go searching for gold on the plains. You go to the mountains. So if you desire love and support and security and generosity and respect and honor, etc., from your friends, family, and lovers, unfortunately, you're looking in the wrong place. You're out on the plains when you should be in the mountains. Yes, you can jump through hoops to conditionally receive love and support from others. I will emphasize conditionally, if you are adept at pleasing them to deserve their support. But if you are tired of playing the game of conditional love and conditional support, where you only receive love, honor, and support and respect from others if you scratch their backs and dance to their tunes, then you might try looking in the only place where you can actually get what you truly want, which is unconditional love and unconditional support, not conditional support, not support that is dependent upon you jumping through their hoops, where you're loved without strings attached. Unconditional love is where you are loved regardless of conditions, where no strings are attached, where there are no fiery hoops to jump through and no conditions to be met to get what you want, where an unlimited supply of everything that you want is always there and always growing and always expanding. And that unlimited supply is always there for you unconditionally from your own source, from your source self. Humans can't really give you what you want. They don't know you. They don't even know how. And it is not their job to do so. It is no one's job to love you or make you happy in any way, because no one can create for you. No one can create your happiness or security or prosperity, etc., for you. No one can create a feeling of being loved for you. Only you have the power to create those things in your life by realizing that everything you want, you already have those things, and you already are those things. Everything you desire, you already are. That love and respect and loyalty and support, you haven't lost it. It hasn't, you know, and you don't need to find it. You already are those things. There is no such thing as lack. So anything you believe that you lack is a complete lie that was drummed into you by society. There is no such thing as a lack of love or a lack of money or a lack of resources or lack of talent or opportunities, etc. There's no such thing as a lack of anything. This planet and this universe will expand to match your desires without exceptions, unconditionally. No exceptions. The universe never judges any of your desires as being wrong or bad or sinful or greedy or unreasonable or impossible, etc. You are the captain of your own ship, and any orders you make, the universe says, aye, aye, sir, and jumps to it without question, and the crew gets to work making that order happen. No conditions, no doubts, no judgments. And what human can do that? No one. Humans can be cooperative elements in your desire creation or uncooperative elements because they have similar or contrary desires, but that is all. It is not any other human's job to create anything for you. So whatever you want, always ask, why do I want that? Why do you want the love and support from other humans? Well, the answer is, bum, 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 to be happy. No other reason. Yes, to feel good about yourself, but why do you want to feel good about yourself? Because it feels good to feel good about yourself. It makes you happy. So why do you want love and support and respect and allowance and honor and loyalty and respect and understanding, etc., from your friends, family, and lovers? To feel good, to be happy. So if all you really want is to be happy, feel good, then why not just cut out the middleman and get happy and feel good regardless of what other people are doing for you? Why not take control of your own happiness, which is the only thing you have any creative control over on planet Earth? Because you damn sure don't have any control over what other people think, believe, feel, and do, and most people spend their entire lives trying to exhaustively and futilely manipulate themselves and other people in order to feel happy, which never ever really works, because no one can hold their focus upon you 24/7, and it is not their job to hold their focus on you. And so they never really attain any real degree of satisfaction, joy, and fulfillment because they're looking in the wrong place. You can't get what you want by looking in the wrong place. So where should you look for what you want? Always to your own source, to your own infinite, perfect, all-powerful, magnificent, divine source self that has already vibrationally created every single one of your desires in vibrational reality and has already become everything that you wish to be, do, and have in your life. The love and support that you desire is always there for you 24/7, completely unconditionally from your own source. That's why I use the word source, because the source of everything that you desire is held by the source of who you truly are. So, how do I connect to that never-ending, infinite supply of love, abundance, well-being, and support from my source? First, you've got to understand that you are always connected to it. You are always connected to source. Always. Source never, ever disconnects from you. Ever. So it is only you that pinches yourself off and temporarily disconnects yourself off from source with your limited thinking. It is only your resistance and limited beliefs and bad feeling thoughts that disconnects you from your own unlimited supply of divine love. So the answer to the question of how do I connect to source is just don't do stupid limited things that sever that connection. Think good feeling things that maintain that connection. And do good feeling things that maintain that connection. So think good feeling things and do good feeling things that are in alignment with your source. And you'll feel good and you'll always be connected to source. There is nothing to find or discover or fight for or strive for or work hard for or sacrifice for or struggle for or deserve or prove to achieve that connection. There is nothing to learn or earn or achieve to get that connection, because it is not something that is gone or missing or that you have lost. You already have it. You just believe otherwise and are thinking thoughts that are disconnecting you from it temporarily. And in fact, all of that hard work and desperate action and striving and sacrifice and struggle only further maintains the disconnection you believe exists. And so you keep searching for something that you can't find. So it is time to surrender to your awesome magnificence and surrender to the infinite blessings the universe is trying to give you, but cannot, because of your addiction to hard work, sacrifice, and struggle and proving your worth, etc. Your key words, your master keys here are allowance and surrender and stillness and joy and focus. And your key actions are, if it feels good, keep doing it. If it feels bad, stop doing it. And every day, dedicate the morning solely to yourself and your personal alignment to your source and to your desires, to prepave your way every day by meditating and affirming and visualizing what you want that brings you joy. Get into my Master Keys of Success and my Daily Success Rituals series to get you into a surrendered, allowing state and put you on the path of most allowance to easily create whatever you want in your life. All right, hope you enjoyed this vodcast. If you did, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings. If you got something from it, you know, hey, comment, let me know how you liked it, and subscribe to my YouTube channel so you get more notifications of my newest videos. Come visit me at zakyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to my podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation, and remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!